From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government forces have retaken a hospital after a deadly clash with Islamic State militants. The Syrian government soldiers recaptured the Assad hospital in Deir al-Zor after Islamic State attacked it Saturday following a dawn offensive. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that IS had killed at least 35 members of the Syrian armed forces. The observatory said fighting in and around the hospital also killed at least 24 Islamic State fighters. Also Saturday, a car bomb explosion in northeastern Syria killed at least two people and wounded five others. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah said Saturday that its investigation revealed the explosion that killed Commander Mustafa Badreddin was the result of artillery attacks by what it called Sunni extremist groups in the area. The statement said it was not an Israeli airstrike, as had been originally reported. Officials said the attack happened near the Damascus International Airport. However, a British-based war monitoring group says that there's been no shelling by rebels near the government-controlled airport for more than a week. Egypt has sentenced 51 people to 2 years each in prison for protesting against a decision last month to cede two Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. News reports from Cairo say the protesters were convicted of inciting violence, blocking roads, and assembling without permission. The deal to hand over the islands drew sharp criticism of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Critics accused the Egyptian president of selling the islands to Saudi Arabia in exchange for investments. Saudi and Egyptian officials said that the islands belonged to the kingdom in the first place. This